You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Back here out front at the UC Health Training Center, I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me here on Mason's Mailbag. Let's get started with the first question. It's off Twitter from @TLCat06, who says, I keep hearing that the Broncos' defense is lucky. 10 sacks and 10 takeaways in three games seems to be more skill, right? Yeah, when you get to that point, it's a little bit more skill. Now, you can put some luck on fumble recoveries because, on average, the team that fumbles is going to get the football back about 52.5% of the time. So the fact that the Broncos are a perfect 4-for-4 recovering opponents' fumbles, that's not something you can expect to sustain itself. So there's a little bit of luck involved in getting the 10 takeaways, but I don't think there's that much luck certainly in being in position for them. And that would mean, let's say you had an average rate of fumble recoveries, that would mean the Broncos still had 8, so they'd be among the league leaders. So I don't think there's luck involved in general. Pressure is creating most of those takeaways. You're talking about the guys up front that are forcing errant throws. Just take a look at Bradley Roby's pick against Detroit on Sunday. You had Malik Jackson pushing the right guard back to Matthew Stafford's feet. And as a result of that, Stafford was under pressure, had an errant throw. Roby got it, picked it, and took it upfield. So I think it's not luck. I think it's skill. That being said, I don't expect 3.3 takeaways a game going forward, but I still expect the Broncos to be among the league's leaders in takeaways and also in sacks. Our next question is from Josh Lawton. He wants to know, with DeMarcus Ware and Von Miller playing outside linebacker for most plays, might we see Shane Ray play inside linebacker or defensive end on some plays? The defensive ends are making very few plays in terms of QB pressure, and would Shane Ray change that? Well, I'm going to go ahead and disagree with you there. The defensive ends are making plays in terms of getting pressure. It may not be sacks, but they're getting to the quarterback. They're disrupting plays. They're disrupting throws, like in the earlier answer I had when I was asked about the takeaways. Malik Jackson's pressure made Bradley Roby's interception possible. So they're getting pressure from Malik Jackson, from Antonio Smith. And if Kenny Anikki gets out there at some point, I think he's going to have a role as well in generating pressure. There's no reason to move Shane Ray at this point. Actually, Ray needs to focus on being an outside linebacker in the 3-4. There's a lot for him to work on, although he is generating some pressure. At the same time, you saw in Kansas City in week 2 that he's got some work to do in terms of his run defense. That's something he needs to focus on. And as for the inside linebacker, moving him there, I don't see that happening. You have Todd Davis, who got some extra reps at inside linebacker briefly when the Broncos had five linebacker alignment. Davis went in there while Ray was on the outside. It's not something I see for Shane Ray at this point. But thanks for the question, and thanks for all the questions you sent this week. If you want in on next week's mailbag, go to denverbroncos.com/Mace's Mailbag or hit me up on Twitter. I'm @MaceDenver. Use the hashtag #AskMace. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.